get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Almighty God, we bless you in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy has planted on your path shall be rooted out in the name of Jesus. You will not suffer that evil again in the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to listen attentively. We are in the world, there are people they call, or set of people that they call atheists. Some people are called atheists. That's, they don't believe in God. They don't believe there is devil. Amen. Because what you want to deal with today has to do with that. Hallelujah. You and I, what are the proof we have that God exists? And what are the proof we have that the devil exists? Hallelujah. The answer is not far-fetched. All of us, we know that there are some things that happen that are not ordinary. Amen. Let's go into the world of a madman. A madman still looking handsome, some looking dirty anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. That will tell you that they are somewhere else. And if it is not so, I think medically they should be able to bring them back to normal. But many has been insane now for years. Without the medical assistance, they have not been able to get them back. Hallelujah. But in this ministry, we've seen how God used His servants to bring back somebody that is totally mad. Amen. And the Lord will do the same today. If anyone is under the oppression of Satan, today Almighty God will deliver you. What are the proof? Is God operating? Is there this Almighty God that the Christian talk about and some other people call? In this part of the world, we give Him several names. Hallelujah. So, is it true that we have God? Is it true? Is it true? With my two eyes, I have seen a lame person walk under prayers. With my two eyes, I have seen a blind man for 10 years plus. I knew him, but under the ministration of God's power, he began to see. Hallelujah. So what am I saying? Is that ordinary? Somebody must be working that. Amen. Somebody must be working that. In this ministry, we have seen people who gave their life to Christ and everything turned. There is God. And also there is Satan. Hallelujah. There is God. There is Satan. If you continue to live in sin, one day you will meet Satan. If you continue to live in righteousness, someday you will meet God. One-on-one. Hallelujah. Be blessed as you continue with us in this eye-opening word of God from the throne of the Father God. Whenever you hear the voice of people falling down in the crusade ground or maybe in some churches, people are falling down and crying with several different voices. What do you always think? Especially when human beings start sounding like cats or like birds. What do you imagine in your head? Hallelujah. Maybe you witness where people are falling under the anointing, vomiting some evil substances. We have seen some places where people vomited small snakes. Human being vomiting fish, and the fish was running around inside the water closet. I've seen all kinds. Hallelujah. So when you see something like that, what do you imagine? Some rolling on the floor and demonstrating in different ways. We were in a deliverance session when one of the ladies that fell down started manifesting like a serpent on the ground. What is it that you imagine at that moment when you see something like that? What will you think about? What is it that comes to your mind? I remember years ago I was talking with a lady and immediately she looks like a monster before me. And she was like not someone of this world. She was resembling those kind of horrible figures we watch in horror movies. And all of a sudden it was removed from my eyesight. I saw her. Immediately I told her, I said, you have a problem. Anyway, to cut the long story short, I took her for deliverance session. I was there when the pastor was saying, remove the ring. She was not married. There was no ring on her hands. Reject the children. She was still a single lady. She doesn't have any child, talk less of children. And the man of God said, confess now. She was saying she has 5 children. Where are these? I can't see any children. I was like, this woman is not married. I just have 5 children. Now remove the crown. And then she removed the attachment. All this one that ladies put on, she removed it from her head. Lose the hair. So I was wondering. But to my greatest surprise, after the deliverance session, this lady became normal. People that ran away from her begin to run closer. People that don't give her business begin to give her business. People that don't call her. In fact, she has been sent out of their family house. They called her back. So that made it real to me that human beings can be carriers of satanic influences, spirits, demonic activities that is beyond their capacity. So I saw that like, and not long after that, she got married and stayed in husband's house and began to have normal children. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In this world, we have seen, okay, let's say like this. Our current president is born by a woman. Hallelujah. The governors, the royal fathers, they were by women. Imagine you are a woman listening to me. You have your own children under the water. When will they be called great? When will you be able to show them to people? This is the only life of reality we have. When you gallop out of this earth, you are into hell or into heaven. You have to go to one of the places. May I have some ladies hearing me? If you have been seeing yourself swimming in water, having some people you are eating together in the dream, a lady confessed here telling me that she's swimming blood every night. If you die, you either go to hell or you go to heaven. Hallelujah. And if you die that way, you can't miss hell. Amen. All those videos of eating in the dream, having some people you play together, manifesting in an insane way, that is not normal. It is not God operating. I remember vividly, I was ministering somewhere, and God descended, power of God was moved mightily in that assembly. And one of the women fell down and couldn't rise. And somebody said that it is Holy Spirit. She wants to deliver. I said, this is not Holy Spirit. This is satanic. This woman is the reason why the husband is not moving forward. And all the children are backward. There's a spirit in her. They did not listen to me. They said, no, God is using her. But at the long run, they later agree with me. God used me to rot that deliverance that day. Now, to the point that when I'm going on the street, and this woman mistakenly was walking on my path, she will cross to the other side. Hallelujah. There are people that carry wrong spirits. You don't have to be part of them. Hallelujah. This Holy Spirit I know doesn't need to fall you down to use you. Is somebody hearing me? Let us come out of religion. Let's come out of drama. Some people, because God wants to use you to speak, you have to fall down, you have to somersault, you have to lose your senses. No, that is not what we read in the Bible. Amen. There are great men of God of the past and of the now that God is using them. They don't fall down. They speak straight the word of the Lord by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. May the Lord give us more understanding in the name of Jesus. You know, there's something I learned about Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God enhances our dignity. It's not a dirty spirit. Hallelujah. You don't need to roll in the mud to tell us that God says. I don't have one example inside the Bible. Hallelujah. So may the Lord bless us. If you think it's Holy Spirit using you, that's a soothsaying spirit. Our God is beautiful. They sang that song. Arewa, toju arewa lo, olola, toju olola lo. Ni Jesu, Baba mi agba. Show no ni, ope ati ye. Beautiful, wonderful, ever glorious. Amen. Praise God. So you don't need to wallow in the mud to tell us what God says. Amen. Praise the Lord. People of God, hear this. You need deliverance. You need deliverance. Some cannot tell the reason why they always change job from time to time. I mean, there was a case of a brother who does not stay in employment for more than 6 months. That is not ordinary. Some never have permanent good people around them. You need deliverance. In order for you to enjoy better life and live in life secure zone, I want you to follow me in this edition of Voices from Zion that is titled, Where is the Devil? Let somebody say he's in chain. Where is the devil? So the devil is in chain. He must not be found in your life. Let's go into the Bible. The book of Jude, verse 6. Jude, verse 6, Bible says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but let their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. This scripture told us where the devil was, where God kept. Where is the devil? He's in chains. He's in chains. And the angels which kept not their first estate, I think their first estate is heaven, but let their own habitation they are reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the. So I'm asking again, where is the devil? Let's respond. Where is the devil? He's in chains. Hallelujah. So he should not be found in your life. Now we are going to answer this question continuously this way. Where is the devil? This question looks cheap and fiery, just as we said, is in chains. But the scripture has all the answers. The answer to this question are numerous. Some people may answer questions based on what they thought, which may not be right. Let me answer this question first. The devil is not a man. He is not flesh. It's not. It's not a deity that some people worship. It's not an oracle. Let me blow your mind. Christians, you already know that the devil actually was called at the beginning Lucifer and was the head of the archangel in heaven. Then sent to earth when pride was found in him. Hallelujah. And became Satan. And became the devil, the dragon. Amen. It's not in any country of the world where any of their images they worship can be referred to as the devil. The devil is not in the classes of those images. He's not in the classes of those things people are worshiping. Satan is not an idol. Hallelujah. The Israelites in those days will be worshiping Baals. So the moment you start bowing to an images, your brain is eroded. It's just the truth. Hallelujah.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Let somebody shout amen. So, have you heard some so-called people, they be saying they saw the devil inside his eyes, 2 horns, long tail, big head. They are all lies. The devil is invisible with visible wickedness. The devil is invisible with visible wickedness. We can only know the devil. We can only feel his presence through his wickedness. Amen. Revelation 12:9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Somebody may be asking me, if the devil is invisible, how did they carry Jesus to the pinnacle? Hallelujah. Okay, Jesus came from heaven. Amen. Has that answered your question? So let's continue. Praise the Lord. The devil is right here on this earth, appearing as that great dragon. Revelation 12:9 says, dragon. He's appearing here as dragon. O serpent, the devil, and Satan deceiving people of their places in life. Amen. He had deceived many nations into slavery. The devil has no power to lord anything over anyone until you are found in his domain. But you will be surprised that some people are born right there in devil's domain. In right there in the devil's domain. Some people go to some horrible places for pregnancy. Thank God for technology this day. Such a woman will have a demon full children. Anything you collect from the devil, he will be in charge of it. If you collect money from the devil, he will be in charge of how you spend it. That's the reason why some rich men cannot see the need of their immediate family. Why? Devil is in charge. If the devil promotes you, he will control you. If the devil gives you wife, she might wipe you out of life. Now, if it is not abnormal, there are stories you hear that you wonder, is this normal? Amen. I remember a police officer was sharing with me many years ago, saying there was a woman brought to their station, they arrested her, and she was crying, I killed him. He said, why do you kill your husband when you know you will miss him? He said, I don't know, it's the devil. Hallelujah. I killed him. We had a case of a woman that fried the husband. Fried with hot oil. Red oil. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. You see, if you go after Satan to get a thing, that thing will get you. It will be against you. Don't ever do that again. The Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. If the enemy gives you husband, such a man will hurt you so bad. My advice to everyone waiting, single searcher, the Lord will settle you in the name of Jesus. To every single searcher, the Lord will settle you in the name of Jesus. It is good to learn to be patient, prayerful and patient. Amen. Prayerful and patient. Don't rush. Don't rush. In patience, there is speed. In rushing, you will get back to the same place you were before. You were before. Take it easy. As we continue, let's read together. Psalm 27 verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. That's Psalm 27 verse 14. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Where is the devil? It is recorded in the book of Job 1:7. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. So, John 10:10 told us, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. That must be his assignment. Going up and down, to and fro, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. As the devil walk up and down the earth, 1 Peter 5:8, Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So the word of God has come to us that we, his children, the children of God, we should be sober. Amen. Be vigilant. The devil is all around us. Don't live your life careless. Don't be careless. Any compound, don't be careless. In the community, don't be careless. When you are going on the road, don't be careless. Don't just be going everywhere as if you are safe. Amen. There are evil here and there caused by Satan. In the name of Jesus, you will not be hit by straight bullets. As the Lord liveth, you will not end your life in the pit in the name of Jesus. Accidents will not claim your life in the name of Jesus. When you go out, you will return safe. Anytime you travel, you will return safe. Evil will not be your portion. If you are listening to me right now in your own vehicle or public bus, you will arrive safely. In the name of Jesus, You shall not be robbed in the name of Jesus. You shall not be robbed in the name of Jesus. You will not lose your children. You will not lose your spouse in the name of Jesus. You will not be in a rundown building in the mighty name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how many persons are trying to attack you, they shall not succeed. I declare you covered under the mighty hand of God in the name of Jesus. The assignment of the devil as he walks up and down is to kill, is to destroy, is to steal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From today, you will not lose important things to you. You will not lose important things to you. I was ministering to a lady. She has lost 3 phones in less than a year. 3 phones. What is happening? Why are you losing your phone? It's either they robbed her, she left it somewhere, she could not get it, and all that. So I told her, the next phone you will buy, bring it to me. Hallelujah. So God bless her. She bought a new phone and brought it to me. Say, you can go. So after 3 days, I told her to see me after 3 days. She came after 3 days and she said, please, sir, if you want to hold the phone for the next 1 week, you can, when you like, return it back to me. I said, don't worry, go with the phone. Go with the phone. I've prayed on the phone. Go with it. And then she left. 6 months after, she's still using it. 1 year later, she was still using it. On and on, she used it until she bought another person bought another one for. Hallelujah. Let somebody say power. There are people, devil just steal things from them. Valuable things, they lost it. From today, you will not lose your valuables. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whenever you hear breaking evil news, such as plane crash, fuel tanker explosion, raised down building, fatal accident, they are all the act of the devil. You shall not be devoured this year in Jesus' name. Heed the advice, be sober, be vigilant. You see, don't just receive educational, motivational way of explaining things. Some people will say the reason why the plane crashed was because the engineers did not do their work. Who caused that? The devil. The foundation of the building was not strong. It can only carry a story building. They put 3 on it. Who moved them to do that? The devil. Hallelujah. Behind every evil is the devil. From today, any evil trying to show itself in your life, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God will block it. In Jesus' name. I would like to invite you to our program this week. Do everything you can do to be part of us. You can join us online. You can join us live right in Jesus' house. And you'll be more than blessed. Here, he speak to our situation and turn us around. In the name of Jesus, everyone hearing me today, Almighty God will settle your case. In the name of Jesus. Any parent here that you are having strange issue with your children, Almighty God will settle it in the name of Jesus. I stretch my hands over those children. Every abnormality is removed in the name of Jesus. Every evil planted in between you and your children, it is uprooted in the name of Jesus. The Bible says every tree that my Father has not planted shall be rooted up. I declare today, every seed of discord that has been planted in between you and your spouse, in between you and your children, they are uprooted now in the name of Jesus. Whoever is standing in that family that says you will not have rest, Almighty God will lay them to rest. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord liveth, you will shine, you will celebrate. On that sick bed, you shall not die. That sickness in your body shall be rooted out. In the name of Jesus, I call for healing for you. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. As the Lord liveth, you will not die with that sickness. In the mighty name of Jesus.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawole Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoku, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website, www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m., Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet.